Okay, let's unpack this. We are absolutely swimming in an exploding ocean of AI tools, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. It feels like every single day there's something new.
Exactly. A new, incredibly powerful, sometimes like mind-bending AI model or platform just pops up.
Yeah, and they all promise to revolutionize everything, how we work, create.
Yeah. It's exciting. It really is thrilling. But let's be honest, it can also be incredibly overwhelming.
Totally. Who hasn't felt that little bit of panic?
Right. Scrolling through some new AI launch announcement, wondering, am I already behind? It's like trying to drink from a fire hose.
Yeah.
And, you know, beyond just the sheer speed of it all, there's the mental load, trying to figure out which tool is best for this task, learning another new interface.
Remembering the right prompts for the right model.
Yes. And then, maybe the biggest thing. In a world where everything seems to have a premium subscription, how do you manage the costs? How do you stay cutting edge without your bank account just, you know, waving the white flag?
I personally have a spreadsheet just for tech subscriptions. It's a mess.
I can imagine, especially with AI tools multiplying like this.
So yeah, trying to stay current with AI tools, I can only imagine what that looks like for some people.
So that's exactly what we're diving into today. This deep dive is all about navigating that very complex and often, well, expensive landscape of AI tools.
Okay.
We're going to pull back the curtain a bit using insights shared by Chris Luck. He's the founder of AIville.
Right, AIville.
And he has this really unique approach to getting access to these powerful AI models. So our mission today is to explore the challenges, financial, logistical, even cognitive, maybe, that come with wanting to access cutting-edge AI. And then we'll look at an alternative solution that tries to simplify things and really decost it for you.
Decost it, I like that.
Yeah, and it kind of hints at maybe a broader trend in how we might access AI down the line. Okay, so let's start with that first big hurdle, the cost, the sheer cost of keeping up. Chris Luck, from what we're seeing, isn't just like dipping his toes in.
No, he's deep diving.
He really is. He actively uses and pays for a whole array of these high-end AI models. And we're not just talking the basic free versions here.
Right, not the free tiers.
No, he's often on expensive memberships, even developer licenses for these things. He says pretty clearly he subscribes to all of them, paying a very expensive membership. He's living right on the edge.
The bleeding edge, as they say.
And when we say a wide array, we mean it. Chris Luck specifically mentions having access to and using, okay, get this, ChatGPT, including versions like GPT-5.
Which isn't even fully out there for everyone.
Exactly. And GPT-5 thinking, which sounds like it pushes beyond just, you know, generating text, more towards reasoning.
Advanced reasoning, yeah.
And even GPT-5 Nano, maybe something super efficient or lightweight. These aren't publicly available, he notes.
That's interesting access.
Then he's also got SuperGrok, Claude, Manus, DeepSeek, Google Gemini.
Yeah.
Specifically the 2.5 Flash and Ultra versions. Meta AI is in there, too. And Perplexity, including its comment browser feature.
Wow, okay. Just listing them out like that.
Yeah, just hearing that list, you can tell that is a serious commitment to being right at the forefront.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is, well, the dedication required, right, to stay on top by subscribing to and actually mastering such a diverse set of tools.
Delegating is key, yeah.
It really highlights that common pain point for so many folks, individuals, small businesses. You want to experiment with the best AI, the latest model.
We'll see what they can do.
Exactly. You want to learn how to use them, but then, bam, you hit that wall, the prohibitive cost.
Right.
His dedication, while impressive, it just underlines the huge financial and time commitment needed. It's a massive barrier to entry, really, for innovation or even just curiosity.
It absolutely is. And he actually breaks down the specific monthly costs as of August 2025, he says, which gives us a really concrete picture of that financial wall.
Okay, let's hear the numbers.
So let's walk through it, because this is where it gets pretty eye-opening. First, ChatGPT Plus, many of us know that one, comes in at $20 a month. Okay. Not terrible on its own, maybe.
Well, manageable, yeah.
But then he mentioned SuperGrok, and not just the regular one, but the SuperGrok Heavy Edition.
Heavy Edition, okay.
Which implies, you know, way more power, more resources, maybe for really complex tasks.
Probably.
That one alone, $300 a month.
Whoa, okay. $300.
$300.
Yeah.
A month for one tool. That's a huge chunk right there.
That's a serious investment.
Then you've got Claude Pro, another $20 a month. Manus, which he uses, is $39 a month.
Manus. Okay, hearing more about that one lately.
Yeah, gaining traction, apparently good with complex queries. Then DeepSeek is interesting. It's free.
Oh, free is good.
But he notes this caveat. He says, people are afraid to use it, though, because it's all China-based.
Ah, okay. So there are other considerations there, geopolitical stuff.
Right. Then Google Gemini Advanced, $19.99 a month. And Meta AI, he says, isn't publicly priced yet, but he's playing around with test subscription plans. They're all under development.
So that cost isn't even factored in yet?
Not in this total, no.
Yeah.
He also uses Perplexity, but didn't include it in his direct cost table. Maybe because the pricing is different or not a straight subscription in the same way.
Gotcha.
So here's where it really hits home. You add up ChatGPT Plus, $20. Super Grok Heavy, $300. Claude Pro, $20. Manus, $39. And Gemini Advanced, $19.99.
Okay, doing math.
Excluding Meta AI and Perplexity, because their pricing wasn't set for his calculation. Chris Luck's total for just those individual subscriptions is $398.99 per month.
Wow, nearly $400?
Nearly $400 a month. Just to, as he puts it, play around with these like I am.
That is staggering.
Isn't it? It really puts the financial weight of staying on that bleeding edge into sharp perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we connect this to the bigger picture for you, the listener, that kind of financial barrier, it's huge. It can seriously limit your ability to explore, to innovate, even just to learn at the speed this AI world is moving.
For sure.
For an individual, a small team, maybe even some larger companies, selling out almost $400 every month just for a core set of AI tools.
Hmm.
That leads straight to what people call subscription fatigue.
Oh, yeah. I feel that.
You're forced to make tough choices.
Right.
Pick this powerful tool or that one instead of being able to freely experiment across the board.
Yeah, you can't try everything.
And this problem, this exact challenge of cost, complexity, access, that's precisely what this founder, Chris Luck, aims to solve with Avil, his consolidated approach.
Okay, so that's the problem we bear.
Mm-hmm.
Significant cost, complexity, so how do we get around it? Chris Luck's answer is this platform, Avil.
Right.
Introduced basically as the direct solution to that high cost and the headache of managing all those different subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
And his claim is essentially he personally bears the cost of those expensive memberships and developer licenses.
He pays for them.
He pays so that AIVIL members don't have to pay for each tool separately. It's a fascinating model, almost like an aggregation service for AI.
Interesting. So he takes the hit on the individual subs.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And he details that AIVIL has created and recreated all of these tools internally, meaning they've integrated the underlying tech, the functionality.
So you use them within the AIVIL platform.
Exactly. So inside AIVIL, you get access to this whole suite of powerful models, including ChatGPT, and notably those exclusive versions like GPT-5, GPT-5 Thinking, and that GPT-5 Nano.
The ones not publicly available.
Right, the ones you can't just go and sign up for. Plus you get Gemini, Claude, DeepSeek, Grok, Perplexity, and he even hints at some that you probably never even heard of.
Okay, so a really broad collection.
Yeah, and he emphasizes that these tools inside AIVIL work just like the tool itself. So the experience, the output, should feel very familiar.
Hmm. That raises an important question, though. How do they manage that, especially access to things like GPT-5 Nano, the unreleased stuff?
Good question.
And the answer, like Chris Luck implies, seems to be those high-tier developer licenses he mentioned paying for.
Okay.
By having those comprehensive licenses, he can integrate these advanced models into the AIVIL platform. He's basically extending the benefit of his high-level access to his members.
Got it. So members benefit from his developer status.
Precisely. And for you, the advantage there is potentially huge, especially getting access to tools like GPT-5 Nano, which, like you said, aren't out there anywhere else.
Yes.
It means you're not just saving money, you're potentially getting access to truly cutting-edge, almost like proprietary versions of these models. Puts you right at the front.
That's a really clever way to leverage those licenses. But
yeah.
Does this model, using tools through a platform like AIVIL, introduce any new complexities?
Good point.
Like compared to having a direct native subscription, maybe limitations on deep customization or direct API access or super specific features tied to the original platform. Are there trade-offs?
That's an excellent question. And yeah, it speaks to the nuances of any aggregation model, really. While AIVIL seems focused on replicating the core functions and the user experience, there could certainly be edge cases. For instance,
like what?
Well, if you're a developer needing direct API access for some highly specialized integration, or you want to build custom agents right on, say, OpenAI's platform,
right,
then a native subscription might still be the way to go. Avil's strength seems to be more in providing broad, user-friendly access for exploring, learning, general use.
Kind of democratizing the use of the tool.
Exactly. Democratizing the use rather than offering that deep-level developer control. It's a trade-off, for sure.
Makes sense.
But it's probably a trade-off many users, especially those focused on just applying the AI rather than deep development, would find pretty favorable. It really shows a focus on ease of use and accessibility.
Okay, and this brings us to the core financial comparison.
Yes.
Which is, well, it's pretty undeniable.
Let's hear it.
So remember that nearly $400 a month total if you subscribed individually.
Vividly. $398.99.
Right. Well, the cost of an AIVIL Pro membership is $24.99 per month.
$24.99.
Well,
okay, that's a massive difference.
Isn't it? When you put $24.99 next to nearly $400, it really challenges the old way of thinking about accessing these tools.
It really does.
That single membership gets you access to all those listed tools, the advanced ChatGPT models, Gemini, Claude, DeepSeek, Grok, Perplexity, and more.
Consolidating almost $400 a month into less than $25.
Exactly. It's just a stark difference. Makes that cutting-edge experimentation seem suddenly reachable for a lot more people.
Absolutely. Affordable access.
But wait, there's more, as they say.
Oh.
AIVIL Pro isn't just about the tool access, which is already, you know, a huge value prop.
Right.
The membership also includes a ton of additional resources. Stuff designed to help you not just get access, but actually master these tools.
Okay, like what?
Things like comprehensive tutorials, practical blueprints for specific tasks, challenges to sharpen your skills, even these things called characters to help guide your AI use with personas.
Ah, interesting. Learning support.
Yeah, and you get access to past live streams, transcripts, ongoing learning material. So what does this all mean for you? It means these extra resources. They cater directly to that need for guidance for practical application. It makes the tool access itself even more valuable.
So it's not just the keys to the car.
It's the roadmap and the driving lessons, too.
Got it. That makes sense. It rounds out the offering beyond just raw access.
Exactly.
And what's really striking about this whole approach, it's not just the cost saving, right, which is huge, obviously.
Undeniably.
But it's the potential it unlocks. For broader experimentation, for faster learning, Chris Luck himself said his goal was for people to play around with these like I am.
Right.
And this model, it makes that kind of playing around way more feasible, you know, without that crushing financial weight hanging over you.
Frees you up to explore.
Totally. It means you can try different advanced models for different tasks without worrying about a crazy monthly bill. You can figure out which AI really works best for your needs.
Find your favorites.
Yeah. And while Chris Luck notes his techniques, his secrets, can work on any AI tool, AIVIL offers this really convenient, central, and frankly, incredibly affordable hub to do it all.
Lowers the barrier.
Massively lowers the barrier to entry for using truly advanced AI. Feels like part of a growing trend, maybe, towards these aggregation platforms.
Could be. Driven by users just wanting to simplify this complex, expensive ecosystem.
Makes sense.
So just to quickly recap our deep dive today. We've looked at the big challenges, the expanding and, yeah, increasingly expensive world of individual AI tool subscriptions.
That nearly $400 a month figure.
Exactly. Highlighted by Chris Luck's own investment. And we touched on the mental load of managing all those separate platforms, too.
Right.
And then we examined AIVIL's consolidated solution, offering access to many of those same cutting-edge models, even unreleased ones.
Plus that whole library of educational resources.
Well, for a fraction of the cost.
Yeah.
Just $24.99 a month. It's a really clear answer to those financial and logistical hurdles that face anyone trying to really get into the AI frontier today.
Definitely presents a compelling alternative.
For sure.
And, you know, as we consider this approach, this AIVIL model, it does make you wonder, doesn't it?
What's that?
Well, does consolidating access like this to powerful, even unreleased AI alongside all the learning stuff,
yeah.
Does it truly democratize advanced AI for everyone?
Good question.
Or does it maybe just redefine the gateway, create a new kind of gatekeeper, perhaps, with different considerations for those really long-term power users?
Interesting thought. Democratization versus a new kind of gateway.
Yeah. It's a fascinating development in how we access these powerful tools and definitely something worth keeping an eye on.